was Ascend to the Throne by Saints of Death. All right, let's hear a clip of their interview with Mikey and Tomash.
This is Mike Hales, the bassist of Saints of Death. How you guys doing?
And this is Tomash Rujo. I'm the guitar player at Saints of Death.
Mikey, tell me about your UK tour.
Oh, yeah. Well, last year, we embarked on a tour to the UK. And we did, it was 10 shows and 12 nights kind of thing, or 12 days or whatever it was that we were there. All over the UK. We started in London, went up to like Newcastle and Manchester. We were all over the place.
Yeah, and that was your first time there?
First time ever been to England. First time I've ever been on tour like that. And it was unbelievable. What a life-changing experience.
And we're going to have a life-changing experience right here on the Wham Bam East Fan Show, because we're going to find out who is our top three best interviews of 2024. Guess if you can recognize this voice.
Three.
Oh, they can't be small, they can't be new. Better not be made of tofu. Nothing in this whole wide world will do but a weenie that's as long as my daddy's shoe. Oh, big old beef wieners. When you're hankering for a meal that satisfies. Oh, big old beef wieners. Careful not to poke one in your eye.
Congratulations to Karaoke Addicts Jenny Duffy and Zach Anderson for taking the number three spot. Let's find out the story of how they met.
I had been a karaoke addict for Twisted Sister, and they were running the BC Karaoke World Championship sections, mm-hmm. like the segments.
Yeah.
So they asked me to come in and judge after I'd been teaching for a couple of years, and just through happenstance, Jenny was one of the competitors, mm-hmm. and then after that happened, I don't think we spoke for 2 years. It just, we parted ways, and then out of nowhere, and I don't remember how it happened. I don't even remember who messaged who. It just, we ended up at a karaoke bar, and then history. I don't know.
I messaged him saying he'd teach me how to sing.
right?
Was that it? Was that actually
it?
Yeah.
God.
All right, so here we have Ballroom Blitz. He's going to go to the other mic here, right here on CJSF.
Yeah.
cut there that screwed up my time. Karaoke problems, though. And this is the part where I would walk around, and anybody who wasn't clapping, I would just go sit at their table for the next part.
Oh, yeah.
Number two spot goes out to these beautiful people called the Stone Poets. Let's check out a clip of their interview.
I'm Scotty J. Scott Jackson. I call myself Scotty J.
Scotty J.
I'm Sherelle Jardine.
Sherelle Jardine. And tell me, what do you play in the band?
I play guitar and sing, and I play some percussion and harmonica and whatever these guys want me to play.
And I play guitar as well. I also sing, and I play mandolin, and whatever they make me do. Right. A little piano on one of the songs that you're going to be hearing in just a minute.
Oh, piano too. Excellent. Okay, and how did you two meet?
You go ahead, because you're so good at telling that story.
Yeah, so I kind of knew her before, but I was playing in a band, Mark and I.
Mm-hmm.
Sherelle's husband and bandmate. He was playing in a rock group that I belong to called The Band in Paris.
Oh.
And we were sharing the same bill as Sherelle and her daughter called The Jardines. And Mark was playing keyboards in that band. And so anyway, we were all hanging out backstage. And I had this song kicking around. We call it our original sin. I had this song kicking around called Better. And I don't think I had the title yet, but I had a verse. And I think I did have the title and a chorus.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always dreamt of this song being a duet. And so I just approached Sherelle and said, hey, what do you think about just, hacking this song out, see what comes of it? Whatever.
Like, oh my God, yes, because I love his voice and I loved him as a performer. So I was like, yes.
And so Mark was, no doubt, like he was sitting like kind of just eavesdropping a little bit. And he knew where I lived and he knew where she lived. And he says, well, hey, like I live in Poco, is what he said. And, you know, that's kind of in between. So why don't you guys meet up at my place?
Mm.
And I said, yeah, sure. Like, you know, it's cuts the drive in half or whatever. And so anyway, we got together and we just started hacking the song around. And then we started sharing a bunch of ideas that we had, and then we came up with this idea to make this really simplified three-part harmony band that could perform in your living room, which is why our early recordings you're going to hear are very bare bones. It's not fully produced or whatever. It's piano, acoustic guitar, maybe a little synth in there, and three voices.
Excellent.
All melding together. Yes. And so that's kind of where we, and the song Better, I call it, like whenever we play it live, I call it our original sin. And we never recorded that song on the first record.
Oh.
I think we recorded it on the third record for some reason.
On the third record.
So, but that's the story of Poets and its origins or whatever. And we, that was 2010 or 11?
2011. And I have to say, I was not with Mark at the time.
No,
so
yeah.
It's his fault.
Yeah. Then
this all started.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's another story.
Yeah.
I can do better. pleasure. Maybe if it's gold, maybe if it's silver, anything you want, you know I can deliver. Buy for you the mystery behind the Mona Lisa's smile. Better, I can do better. In the moonlight, make my heart beat faster. It's not about Dior, it's not about Da Vinci, it's not about the mall. You always try to give me what I need from you. It's all about the heart and soul.
By the Stone Poets. And I gotta tell you, folks, it was a very close race. All right, we are finally here at the number one spot. Who will be our grand champion of 2024? Can we have a drum roll, please? Here's a clue. It's a heavy metal band. We're gonna play their song, Cryptic World.
One.
Congratulations to Heathen Sins. Turn it up!
Born from the fire, of a funeral.
congratulations once again to Randy and Heathen Sins. We will be inviting you to join us on the Wham Bam East Band 5th anniversary party next year. All right, thank you to everyone who voted and everyone listening right now. That was your top 10, folks. And we're going to end with two of DJ Meddy's picks. That's right, because I want to recognize two special people who do so much in the community. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to end with Rennie Foster's Just Do It and also Joey Hawkins. He has a metal band called Apprentice. We're going to play Order 66. Thank you so much for what you do. And yes, I see you. Okay, this is DJ Meddy signing out. Good night.